I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite growing international pressure, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is standing firm on its decision not to have direct talks with the M23 rebel group that's making major advances in the country's eastern region. Transworld Radio's Ejid Banyatwiaga says at least 8,500 people have been killed since fighting escalated in January.
When there is a war in a country, there are victims. People are displaced from their homes. And in the course of fleeing, also, people die. They die of hunger. They die of diseases. And families are separated.
Pray for wisdom for TWR staff as they develop radio programs and content for listeners in the region.
We really try to encourage them that even though they are going through those difficult times, God has not forsaken them.
Then, I Found the Truth is a video ministry series with Uncharted Ministries that started in 2018. In it, former Muslims share their testimonies of how Jesus changed their lives. According to Josh, when they first launched the series, they didn't get that many views, but now they've had over 800,000 new YouTube subscribers since December 1st. Josh says they're seeing more and more people
looking at the videos, digesting them, sharing them, debating in the comment section. Our hope and intention was to get these testimonies out to Muslims around the world that are seeking to know more about Jesus. We also wanted it to be a safe place for Muslims to come and ask questions freely and to learn about him.
Those who want to stay up to date on I Found the Truth can sign up for their newsletter. Videos can also be found on their YouTube channel. Links and more can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.